the Taliban's pledge at its press conference yesterday that it will protect the rights of women within the limits of Islamic law and grant amnesty to its opponents generates the lead story in today's Irish Times and Irish Examiner. The Examiner runs with the front page picture taken at that press conference, while the Irish Independent opts for a shot of a group of Afghan women talking to the media in front of the presidential palace in Kabul yesterday, where they demanded that their rights be protected. The Times, meanwhile, carries an image on its front page that went viral yesterday of more than 600 Afghan people squashed into a US Air Force plane as they were flown from Kabul to Qatar. The Times reports that although the Islamist group sought to strike a moderate tone yesterday, encouraging citizens and public officials to return to work, several government workers in Kabul reported being harassed and beaten by Taliban fighters who took money, laptops and documents from them. One government worker who described such an incident, who also had his car taken, is quoted saying, "They are taking everything from the government. They say it belongs to us now." The Examiner, meanwhile, focuses on the plan for about 300 Afghan people to come to Ireland over the coming weeks as part of the Irish Refugee Protection Programme, reporting also that a dozen Irish groups working with refugees and migrants have written to the government calling for at least 1,000 Afghan refugees to be resettled here. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that health officials are urging unvaccinated fans to consider skipping this weekend's All-Ireland hurling final and other uncontrolled gatherings amid fears it could lead to a surge in COVID cases. Back in the front of the Times, Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, reports on a small but concerning increase in the number of COVID cases being detected in nursing homes amongst both staff and patients and vaccinated and unvaccinated people. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that the annual cost for a student from outside Dublin to attend college in the capital looks set to rise to just under €14,000 this year. A 10% rise in house prices in Northern Ireland is covered in the lead story in today's Irish News. The video, which was released yesterday, showing Jerry Hutch being arrested in Spain last week, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. "Tapas on the shoulder for a monk" is the headline in the Star. It's "Cuff Luck Jerry" in the Sun. And "Lou are under arrest" in the Mirror, alongside an image of Hutch being questioned as he sits on a toilet. The Belfast Telegraph, meanwhile, leads with the line that police also want to interview Jerry Hutch about the weapon used to kill former IRA chief Gerard "Jock" Davison in Belfast in 2015. And finally, the picture in the back of this morning's Examiner was taken at yesterday's launch of Culture Night, which is due to take place on Friday the 17th of September. The energetic shot features members of the Irish Modern Dance Theatre in action, three of whom are airborne while one is spinning on his head in front of a graffitied wall at Liberty Lane in Dublin.